I know I feel better overall when I get outside and I get active. But when I don't have the right gear, especially when the weather is unpredictable this spring, it's harder to live that life that I really want. And that's why I'm sort of obsessed now with my Vessi shoes. I have two pairs, and I'm literally wearing at least one of them every day because Vessis are so comfortable, they're easy to get on and off when I'm on the go, and they are super stylish. I love how they look. Plus, get this, they're also 100% waterproof. And I really turn to my Stormburst high tops when I'm ready for a bit more adventuring out and about. They are so versatile, though. I can wear them for everyday errands and getting things done, or taking them into the elements, from beach days to walking around the city to a rainy day hike. Elevate your spring wardrobe with Vessi's Stormburst shoes. Discover more at vessi.com/newsworthy. Get your pair today to get an automatic 15% off your first purchase at checkout and be ready to step out in style, rain or shine. Trust me, you will not regret this. Go to vessi.com/newsworthy to get your new favorite shoes with an automatic 15% off your first purchase at checkout. Welcome, welcome to The Newsworthy. All the day's news in less than 10 minutes. Fast, fair, fun, and on the go. Thanks so much for tuning in. Today, an entire state of teachers on strike, and the president prepares for re-election, plus a mobile network for the moon and a virtual computer. All that and much more in less than 10 minutes. I'm Erica Mandy. Today is Wednesday, February 28th. You ready? Let's do this. Today is the day the students in Parkland, Florida are officially going back to school for the first time since the shooting on the 14th. They went back just for an orientation on Sunday, but now classes will start up again. At the same time, we're hearing from some lawmakers about gun laws. The Speaker of the House, Paul Ryan, is saying he does not want to ban guns for law-abiding citizens. Reuters reports that instead he thinks Republicans should concern themselves with making sure those who are unfit to carry guns just don't get their hands on them. That's not what students want to hear. Remember, many student activists have been calling for more gun control since the shooting. They're even planning a national rally next month. A teacher strike that lasted for days in West Virginia finally ended yesterday. For 4 days, West Virginia teachers and staff took to the streets demanding better pay, and it meant thousands of students across the state just couldn't go to school during the negotiations. Now, NBC reports lawmakers decided to give teachers a 5% pay raise to end the strike, a definite bump up from the 1-2% raise they were not originally happy with. The West Virginia governor said a sixth grade student helped him change his mind about raising teachers' pay. Even though the strike is over, schools across the state will be closed again today, just so teachers can get back on track. Students go back to class tomorrow. Jared Kushner's security clearance just got downgraded. Kushner is President Trump's son-in-law, aka Ivanka Trump's husband. He's also President Trump's senior advisor. The New York Times reports he was able to see what's considered highly classified info before. Now, it'll just be the ordinary secrets. The move happened because of months of delays in doing the required FBI background checks. He's also faced some scrutiny over foreign contacts and family financials. President Trump took another step for his re-election campaign in 2020. Bloomberg reports the president just hired the same guy who ran his digital media strategy in 2016, Brad Parscale. He'll manage his 2020 campaign as well. But House Democrats are not huge fans of Parscale. Wired reports critics have wondered if he's done anything kind of shady with Russian contacts in their efforts to use social media. Parscale says no. In fact, White House officials say he's great. They say he runs a data-driven campaign, and they consider him a crucial member of the team. The U.S. Supreme Court just made a divided decision about immigration. The Hill reports the ruling means immigrants are not entitled to a bail hearing after they've been in custody for 6 months. That hearing is the initial hearing that determines if they'll stay in custody or have a chance to be released. This is the case even if immigrants have permanent legal status or are asylum seekers. In other words, when immigrants are taken into custody for even a minor offense, the government can now hold them in prison indefinitely before any decisions are made. The United Nations found proof that North Korea has been sending potentially dangerous materials to the Syrian government, items that can be used to make chemical weapons. Don't forget, the U.S. recently accused Syria of using chemical weapons on its citizens. The New York Times says the UN report also indicates North Koreans who are skilled in making missiles were seen working in Syrian chemical weapons sites. Heads up if you turn to vaping as an alternative to smoking cigarettes. A new study found e-cigarettes contain not-so-healthy amounts of poisonous chemicals like lead and arsenic. USA Today reports researchers from Johns Hopkins did a study of 56 people who vape and found that enough of the devices produce these harmful substances to cause concern. The FDA can regulate e-cigarettes, but they haven't done anything with this information, at least not yet. All right, other things people may be talking about today. Amazon is moving into the home security industry by buying Ring. It's that smart doorbell with the ring of light around the camera. You've probably seen it. The company does a bunch of different home security products. CNBC and GeekWire say Amazon reportedly is buying Ring for $1 billion, one of Amazon's largest acquisitions so far. About 50 years after man first set foot on the moon, and now tech companies and scientists are working on setting up the first mobile phone network on the moon. Really? Reuters reports the goal is to launch the hardware next year. The project was announced at Barcelona's Mobile World Conference. The companies Vodafone Germany, Nokia, and Audi are teaming up with a group of scientists to get the ball rolling on this. SpaceX may also help out with the actual launch. The lunar network will be 4G, considering the 5G network is still in its early stages of development here on Earth. A startup called Blade is bringing its virtual computer system to the U.S. It's a cloud-based PC called Shadow, and its goal is to put all of the functionality of a physical computer in one virtual spot, so you never actually need just one device or endless upgrades. The Wall Street Journal says users can access the features of a phone or game system using an app on their smart device, and yes, even an actual PC. But they don't need just one piece of hardware or device for it. All it takes is a DSL connection to get this virtual computer up and running. Google has a new smart camera. It's called Clips, and it just came out this week. How does it work? TechCrunch reports the camera is designed to capture those things in life when you can't get your phone out in time before it's over. It uses artificial intelligence to know when to start recording on its own. For example, if your pet does something adorable and you don't get your phone out in time, this camera will supposedly capture those moments as long as it's set up in the right way. Images are saved as 7-second video clips. Once the camera is done shooting, you can tap on the clips to edit as an image or video. It sells for $249. And that's it. You are all caught up. Thanks so much for listening. You can always read more about any of the stories that caught your attention today at thenewsworthy.com. Just click episodes and find today's date. The Newsworthy is ready for you to listen every weekday by 4 a.m. Eastern Time. So I'll be back with more news tomorrow. Have a great day.